En daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We have two Taisus to learn. We hear in the Gemara as follows. Reb Ravasi had said, Atzoras Aylonis is also, because she's a lav bar elode, so it's an Aishus Ach that patos Atzora. The Gemara asked the Kasha from a Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Umeis Echad Mehem, Yevoma Yovi Aleho, Mi Shala Zikas Yovam Echad, Loi Zikas Shne Yevomim, that an Aishus Shnei Mesim, for Pater Atzora, that was the case in the Baraisa. In Hamar of Yosef, Zuhi Tzoras Eishes Ach Ma'ov, She'iso Nefila Gorem Lo, She'leimotzino B'chol HaTorah Kulo K'goin Zeis. That this is a case that an Eishes Ach Ma'ov Patas Atzora, and we don't have another case. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Diyak is that a Tzoras Eilun is thus for the Yibam. This is the only case that the Eishes Ach Patas Atzora. That was a Kashin Rav Asi, and the Gemara answered, no, the Diyak is Fakir, that this is an Eishes Ach, that there's Chalitza. An Eilun is, it Patas the Tzora, there is no Chalitza. Then later we hear at the end of the Sugya that Rava is Chalik on Rav Asi, and Rava said that not only does an islandess not pater a tzore, but if it was tzores bitter islandess, if the islandess was an erva also, but that since she was an islandess, so that makes it a tzores erva sheloi b'moke mitzvah, so even the erva of bitter doesn't pater the tzore. So we have a Machloikis, Rove and Ravasi, and we hear a Raya from the Baraisa. A Kasha from the Baraisa and Ravasi. Now let us see Tosfos. My love, Limiuti Tzoris Island is the Shari. The Gemara had a Diak from the Baraisa, that the Baraisa said, this Tzoris Elv is also, and others will be Mutter. Vim Toima, Amai loy porich minei la'el, leman da osa tzores marze grishosa. Balei malei, mai lab le mute tzores marze grishosa de shori. Why did the Gemara chepe only with Ravasi? We have a diuk. But this, eishes ach patas a tzore, And another one will not. So why don't we ask a kasha for Marzeg Rishose? So before we see Taisvis Torets, let us look at the Taisvis Yishonim. My love, Lemiutei Tzores, Eilun is the Shorim. Avol Ein Lahakshois, and the whole sugya before, Tzorosoyte, B'Tzores Marzeg Rishose, why didn't the Gemara ask from over there. The ein lonu lemayit ela de chevosai. So Taisvis Yishonim says that the miut, that tafke eishes beis meisim in not another case, that means another case, dumye de eishes beis meisim. Kahach shesurim mishum eishes ach meyov. What is the iser of eishes beis meisim? It is an eishes ach that does not fall the yibum because there are two zikis. V'loi mishum erva acheres. But soite, it would seem, soite is not als eishes ach. Soite is tumis ksiv karayis. Or there's an erva of soite. Marze grushosoi, it would seem from the Taisus Yishanim, also this Leimi boy, if we say that Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, it's also to Maksiv Bokarais. We say according to the Chachomim, that according to the Chachamim, that ein mikrayetim de pshutis, it's also to maksiv bokarais. It would seem a filu, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the time that it's os magzeg rishose is also, is als bemutala nesra ba'osula le koshkein, it seems it's not a ptura ve'shesach, it seems that's what Tesis would seem. And Bemison, Marzeg, could be that is why Toysvist asked after for Marzeg Rishosoi. By Soita, Toysvist understood that there's a different Erva. Marzeg Rishosoi, Toysvist understood, L'chayre de Kalvach Oima, Asus de Eishisach, B'mutala Nesra, B'osala Le Koshkin, so that creates an Isser Eishisach, so the Isser is Eishisach. You have to understand the Tosfos Yishonim then. Bal Koponim, we see here, and by Marzeg Rishos, it could be that was the pupil over here. What the Issa of Marzeg Rishos is that part of the Tzorah. Let's finish the Tosfos Yishonim, then we'll come back to Tosfos. Vim Toima Dilma Osel Miyutei, Tzoras Mema'enes. Let's ask the Kasha on Tzoras Mema'enes. So we hear if you are go, V'yeshloima, the Mema'enes, nami lehave erve de chavose. The kiven de miyano, nimtso shaloi hoiso, shaloi hoiso, shaloi hoiso eishesach. Shlehoisa mi'olam eishesachiv. Ve'ina asura, rak mishum gzeire, mishum tzores bita ma'anes. So hakerza the Tosfos Yishonim says, tzores ma'anes is also not osa als da eishesach. It's osa als gzeire mishum tzores bita ma'anes. It's not a poshet eisa, a me'meledike eisa. It's osa als gzeire. So therefore, there's nothing but teisk. The Kaponim Tosfos, it seems, Tosfos held that Marzeg Rishos is an Isser Eishesach. V'yeshloima, le'mashma le'le mi'utei mi'zuhi ela ki'yoytzei bo, rememayit from Eishesnei Mesim, something that is similar to Eishesnei Mesim. And what is the similarity? The zu v'zu mutoreis le'baleim. Both are mutter lebaleim and is also to the yavam. Avo marzeg rishosai nesra lebailo. So you're not memayit marzeg rishosai because it's not doime to eishes neimesim. Marzeg rishosai is asura lebailo. The Gemara had asked Akashe, according to Rava, that Rava holds that an island is does not pater atzore. Not only does an islandess not pater atzore, if it's tzores bite islandess, so the bite doesn't pater atzore because she is an islandess. So the Gemara asked a kasha from the Loshen HaMishneh. The Mishneh says that if it was Nimtzu islandess, so tzorosa mutares shenimtzu like tani shahoyu. So this is Akasha and Rove. According to Rove, the Mishnah would seem that the reason the tzor is mutar because it was kedushay tois. And according to Rove, afilo it's not kedushay tois. Afilo it's hikyabo. The tzor is also mutar. So Rava answered, Tni Shahoyu. We have to be gairus in the Mishnah Shahoyu. For was an island is the Tzor is mutter. Vim Taima, Le Rava de Shori Tzoras Bite Island is Afilo Hikyabo. According to Rava, Tzoras Bite Island is mutter Afilo Hikyabo. It's Tzoras Erbe Shalai Bemoke Mitzvah. Machidish hu leshanais b'teisefte. The Teisefte says as follows. V'kulam shenimtzu islandis. Bain b'chaye habal, bain la'acha misa. So if it was nimtze b'chaye la'acha misa, the tzara is muta. So the Tesefta tells us two bovis, two cases that the tzara is muta. Nimtze b'chaye bal, nimtze la'acha misa sabal. So Taisa says as follows, Bishloime l'Rav Asi, according to Rav Asi, Rav Asi holds that the only heter is Tafke by Nimtzo, Tzoros Islandus is awesome, Hikibo is awesome, and the whole heter is by Nimtzo, is Itzach Lash Me'inen b'chaye bal, so then Fungus Achidish b'chaye bal. The Salke Daita Hamina, Hoyel Ubachayov Nimtzeis Islandis, and he was aware of it, Dilma Kibla, so maybe it was Makabla. So that means there'd be a Svore to be Machma, we don't know exactly what happened, he found out she was an Islandis, and then he died 2 days later, who knows what happened in between. So maybe he was Makabla, even though she is an Islandis. So the Baraisa says, no, I don't have to be Chayish that he was Mekah. If I don't know about Kibla, I don't have to be Chayish Kibla. So that's good, according to Rav Asi. But according to Rava, that Rava holds Kibla is also Mutter, because it's a Tzoras Erva Shalai B'Mokhi Mitzvah. So what is the two cases, what are the two cases coming to tell us? Nimtzeis bein b'chaye, bein la'chamisa, that it's muta. What's the chiddush? B'yeshloima, Sotosvi says as follows, the salke daitach lemisra, k'shen nimtzeis achamisa. I have a havamine, that she would be also, the tzore would be also, kshenimtzeis achamise, if they found out after Mises Habal that she's an islandess. Why? Mishum the bishas nefile niris kitzoras bitoy kida osa lael tzoras bit. So Taisva says a very interesting teretz. Taisva says as follows. We learned yesterday that Tzoras Bitoy Mima'enes is also. Now, Tzoras Bitoy Mima'enes means as follows. That Bishas Nefile, she wasn't Mimayin Bibaila. So b'shas nefila, it was niris ke'ishtoi. So b'shas nefila, it looked like the tzora was a tzora serva. There was a niris ke'tzora serva. Later, when the ktana was memayin b'yova, she rectified it. Now she's oiker the nesuyin l'mafreya. So we say, but since Bishas Nefila, it was Niris Kitzoras Bitoy, Bishas Nefila is before the Miyun, so the Tzor is also. A Tzor that's Nire Bishas Nefila Kitzoras Erve, so even though later it becomes Nisbarer that she's not a Tzoras Erve, but she's also to be Miyabimha. Because Niras Kitzoras Bitoy. So Mamela Sotaisva says, according to Rove, that is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Nimtzeis Islandis La'achamis. So that means Bishas Nefila. No one knew she was an Islandis. So if no one knew she was an Islandis, so she's a Tzoras Erve. So Bishas Nefila, there was a stempel on her, she's a Tzoras Erve. She was zicha niris kitzoras erve. Yeah, if we know she's an islandess, so then an islandess is not an erve that patos a tzora. But we didn't know. So since we didn't know, it was niris kitzoras erve. So I would think that there's an issa yibam on her already. Since bishas nefila, it was niris kitzoras erve. So the Baraisa says she's mutter.
dem Taima, so Taisvis said such a moira de kedimien, Taisvis was medame, zoras bitoi ironis, zoras bitoi memeenes, so Taisvis says, so why is she takim, or what is takim shat in the bereise? Maishna ironis mi memeenes, why is it that way? But an ironis, we found out later, she's an ironis, we say, that she wasn't a tzara server. And by my ma'anis, I don't say that. The yishleima, the hosom mechsere miyun, hoche le mechsere midi. So, Taisus lechere means to say that if, without any new pu'ule, it became nisbare, that she wasn't a tzara server, so then we don't answer her. But if you need a pu'ula of miyun that is oiker nisuin kamoi, then we don't say that, so then we don't say, so since b'shaita you was a niris, and you need a pu'ula to be oiker lemafraya the niris, then we rechem with the niris and she's awesome. Inami, what Taisa says a second teretz, Mema'enes ain loikoil. A woman is Mema'in, so it's not so mefusim. She's Mema'in b'yovo, ain loikoil. Ubishas miyun is still niris kitzoras bite. Who knows about it? That means the miyun has to rectify that there was niris kitzoras bitoy. So how does it rectify it? She made miyun. So miyun is not a psaza. The miyun that she made does not make headlines in the Times. So mamela, so people, it still looks like a tzoras bitoy. Avil islandis, yesh la keil, the yodua shaloi hoisa tzoras bitoy. So mamela here, here there is, by islandness, there is a yediyim mefol semes that becomes nizbara to everyone that she is an islandness. So mamela, so then, achein loida dovo, that when we were under the impression that she was a tzora selve, was untrue. Achein loida dovo. But by miyun, it's never noida hadovo. It's never noida hadovo. To be oiker this niris. Vim toima. So koponim. So Toisvis was just mechadish that if bishas nefile it was niris kitzoras bitoy. And later they found out she's an islandess. So there's a chiddush that you're allowed to be miyam. There's a chiddush you're allowed to be miyam. The imtoima, so if that is the case, my porich ochel rove midiktoni shenimtsu, neima denokat nimtsu leravuse. Now she's telling us a chiddush. Hikir bo, who's never near us. He knew she was an islandess, and then Rove says an islandess doesn't pater a tzore, so that's why the tzore is mutter. Here it says nimtzu to tell us that it was loihik, that no one knew that she was an islandess. So here there was a niris kitzoras bita, v'afal pikein it's mutter. So why does the Gemara ask on Rove on the loshen nimtzu? Bishloima de behikerbo ike revuse tve. Hikerbo is a bigger chiddush. Lochemishani tni shahoyu. So the Maram explains pshat as follows. Now, if we say nimtzu, he's telling me a chiddush that by nimtzu there's no iser of. By nimtzu, there is no iser of niris. Fine. But I would think that by hikirbo, she's also. That means if the Mishnah only speaks about this chiddush, let's elaborate a little more. By hikir bo, so she's a tzoras elve, by bitoy, that is an islandess, tzoras bitoy aona shehikir bo. So he, here, she's a, an emissary tzoras elve, which there'd be a mocking to say that she's awesome in her Torah, at tzoras elve, at tzoras bitoy. Rav said a shtik Torah, that since the bas is an islandess, so, she doesn't have a din of a tzoras elve. Because it's a tzoras elve shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. But that's a shtik teire. If the, so that means, Rav is telling us a chiddish and a deraisa. That she doesn't have a din of a tzoras elve. That's what Rav is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddish in a niris. That means that there'd be a mokim to think, but if it was loy nimtzu, I would think that, that should be also, that by, there was loy nimtzu bishas misnos, nimtzu later, I think it should be also als niris. So the Mishnah says there's no issa of niris. So if the Mishnah would only speak about the chiddush of niris, and the Mishnah would not speak about the chiddush, the greater chiddush of tzoras elve, so I'd make a wrong conclusion. I would say that she is a tzoras elve. That means if the Mishnah doesn't, if this is a chiddush in a deraisa, that she's not a tzoras elve, you're allowed to be miyabma. The Mishnah should have mentioned this chiddush. If the Mishnah didn't mention this, which is a greater chiddush, this is a chiddush in a deraisa, the Mishnah didn't mention this, so it's a rai, it's not true. Such a chiddush should have been mentioned. So that's why Rav said, that's why Rav said that Tni Shehoyu. So we have to say the Mishnah is speaking about it. The Baraisa wants to tell us the Chiddush of Niris. So the Maram says it doesn't have to tell us all Chiddushim. There's no Chiyuv to tell all Chiddushim. If this Chiddush would never have been mentioned, so it would seem it's not true. That Tzoras Bitoy Islandess is also us. That's what the Mishnah had to tell him. The Baraisa wants to tell us a Chiddush in Niris. And it doesn't have to tell us all Chiddushim. So therefore the Baraisa speaks about Nimtzu, but the Mishnah has to be speaking about Shehoyu. Now, let us go on Yud Beis Amud Beis, a new sugya. Tony Rav Bivi Kameida Rav Nachman Sholosh Noshim Mishamshois B'moich. Three Noshim are permitted to be Mishamish B'moich. Now let's see the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi says Mishamshois B'moich Mutoreis Loseis Moich b'mokim tashmish, they're permitted to put a moich b'mokim tashmish, k'shehein misham shois, k'dei shelo yisabru, that they should not become nisaba. So they're permitted to do it. Other women are not permitted to do it, but by them, they're permitted to do it. Now, the rehitas loshen of Rashi, it would seem, we'll see Taisvis did not learn like this, but Al Kaponim, before we come to Taisvis, the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi, it would seem, Mutoreis Loseis Moich B'mokim Tashmish K'shehein Mishamshois, it would seem that the Moich is put in before Tashmish. K'shehein Mishamshois, the Loshen Gemara, Mishamshois B'moich is also, it would seem like that, but the Loshon of Rashi is more mashme, kishahein mishamshes, when they are mishamish, they're permitted losseis moich b'mokim tashmish. But the Loshon is not muchach, we could say, it's speaking about after tashmish. Motoreis losseis moich b'mokim tashmish, after the tashmish, they're permitted to put a moich there, kishahein mishamshes, when they were mishamish, so afterwards, allowed to put a moich there, k'day shalo yis'abru. About Kaponim, That we'll speak about more bariches when we come to Tosfos. But Rashi did say that Rav Bivi is telling us a heter, which would seem that this heter only applies by these notion. Ktano, mu'uberes, u'meniko. These three noshim, there's a chshash sakon. Ktano shemotis aber, v'shemotomus, the ibo might cause that she should die. Mu'uberes, shemotase ubro sandal. So Rashi learns that a mu'uberes, there is a possibility that even though she is mu'uberes, she can become nisaber again. And the Rashi later says that the second uber will be mafchis the tzure of the first uber. That means the new uber could be mekalkel the old uber. So it's a sakone for the uber. Meinika. Why is a menika permitted to be mishamish b'moich? Shemo tigmel baby shall become this abba, and shall become this abba, so she will be unable to continue to being menik her child. So tigmel b'no, she'll be mavdal herself from her son, so he will be out, will be without a source of hanoke. V'yomus, and he'll die. So we have here three tziyurim of sakone. Sakone of the ktano, she herself might, shematis abba v'shematomus, the sakone of an uber, and the sakone of a menika, here the sakone is the child which will find itself in a matzev without a source of hanukkah. The Ezoi hi ktane, now who falls into the category of a ktana that has a heter to be mishamish b'moich? Mi bas yud alef shone v'yem echo ad yud bei shone v'yem echo. So this time span from yud alef to yud beis is this time span is a sakone. Pochis mikan, if she's under 11 years old, v'yesar alkein, if she's more than 12 years old, mishameshes kedarka v'hileches. Then she's allowed to be, then she should be mishamesh kedarka v'hileches, because then there's no sakana whatsoever. Divrei Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir holds. V'chachomim oimrim achazu v'achazu, Mishameshes kedarke v'hileches. The Chachomim are chaylik on Rameya. Rameya said that they're permitted, these three are permitted to be mishamesh b'moich. And the Chachomim say, all these three is mishamesh without a moich. They're not permitted to be mishamesh with a moich. Mishameshes kedarke v'hileches. With this chashoshes, the tzoros might occur. Min ha-shamayim yirachmo, mishim shenemar, shemer psoyim Hashem. Rab Chaim Oizer, in Chelik Eben Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simen Chav Gimel, wants to say. So, the chachomim asa. Chachomim asa. So, l'chayre, it would seem from here, that the Chachamim asked for the b'mokim sakone. Rab Meir was matter b'mokim sakone. The Chachamim say, Shem b'soim Hashem. Shamir dike chiddish. Neshamayim yirachmu. So Rab Chaim Oizer wants to say that al kolchoch we have to say that this chshash sakone was amiyute de miyute. I think the others want to shell to Rabeiris, Chayish Lemeyuta. So Mamela Rameya was said, Mutoris Lashamish. It was Chayish, there's a 1% chance that she might become Shematis Abba. But Thomas, whatever the Sakone is, Rameya was Chayish for this. And the Chachomim held for this one doesn't have to be Chayish. And this, we can say, min ha-shamayim yirachmu, shayim ha-psoyim ha-shem. Okay, before we go further in the sugya, we don't know how this comes to the sugya in our sugya, but let us just try to learn this chelik of the sugya. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, sandal, vlad, she'ein loy tsuras ponim. But the child won't have a tsuras ponim. V'kaim alon b'mesechas nide, ein sandal, she'ein imoy vlad. That means if there is a sandal, so that's one uber that became nifchas tsurosoi, so there had to be another vlad who created this. Moshe la'odom shesotar eschaveiroi, v'hechzir tsurosoi la'achoyra. That's the law. So al kaponim it's mafchas the tsure. V'chshehimu beres, v'choyzeres o misa beres, so that's a sakone for that uber. Shema tigmel es bino, im tis aber, taitzricha ligmel es bino, milahonik. A gebuchet would seem from here that, and there is a shaila in the Rosh Mesechtes Yume, if one is permitted to be mechalo, to do an aveira for the chiyus of an uber, I think the one is allowed to be mechalo Shabbos for an uber. We find in Yom Kippur that an isha in Yom Kippur, she has to eat, is so. So the Rosh is a pilpul there. If it's a tzairich for the uber, for the uber. And the Rosh says if she'll be mappled over, so then it's icha sakana for her, so we can't bring a raya that one is mechalol yontif for mechalol yom kippur, mechalol Shabbos for an uba. Al kaponim here, if we take it literally, it seems out the sakana of this uba, that'll be nifchas seros, so one is permitted, there's an iser here, and we're mata the iser. Als Mokim Sakone. Shema Tigmales Bno, Imtis Aber Taitzricha Ligmales Bno, Aminekes, if she'll become Oberes, she will have to stop nursing. Milohonik, my Vayigmal Loshen Havdolah. The Aze Yahuyelis Abe Volomus, me bas Yudalov Shon Pochas me Yudalov Adi Leitis Abe. The Yase me Yudbeis Imtis Abe Leitomus. So it's only this year from 11 to 12. And the Chachomim old Mishamshes Beloy Moich Kidarkon for Hilchais. Let us see Taisvis. Shalish Noshim Mishamshes Bemoich. Perish Akuntaris Mutter Lishamish Bemoich. So Rashi said that Rab Meir is telling us a heter. Mutter Lishamish Bemoich. Avol Shar Noshim Osa Mishum Ashchosa Zera. Other Noshim are also Alts Ashchosa Zera. The mashchis the zera habal. Af al gav de loy mifkida apirye verivya. So Taisvis is really asking Akashi an Rashi and saying a teretz. Now, but let us just explain what the Rehitis Loshen of Taisvis is saying. It would seem from Taisvis that if there's an Issel, so Toisvis is trying to figure out what's the Issel. What is the Issel? Rashi says they're mutter. So it seems other Noshim are also. What is the Issel? So Toisvis says the Issel is that she's Mashchis de Zera. She's Mashchis de Zera. So Toisvis says, but she's not Metzuvim Piri Verivya. So why is she also? Toisvis says, even though she's not Metzuvim Piri Verivya, she's also La Hashchis HaZera. So now, Let's just think honestly. If Tosfos would have learned, understood Pshat and Rashi, that the Moich is before Tashmish, so why do you have to say that this is on her? Maybe this is on him. He's Mashri Zaroi. So you don't have to say Hoshtik Teire. So it would seem from Tosfos that Tosfos held, we'll see later in the Ritas Loshna Tosfos, before Tashmish to put in a Moich Chasma Lahaska. That's also, no one was ever mad to that. So Al Kolchach, it has to be speaking about after Tashmish that she puts in a Moich to be Shoyiv Gezera. So who is doing an Issa? She's doing an Issa. So Taishu says, she's not doing an Issa, she's not Metzuvim Piriyim Aribia. So Taishu says, no! That the Issa Hashchos Zera is not Mekusha in the Mitzvah Piriyim Aribia, even though she's not Metzuvim Piriyim Aribia, but Al Koponim, she's Metzuvim Hashchos Zera. V'chein Mashme Benide, Nisnan Bepeiri Kol Ayat, Amarbe livdoik benoshim mishubachas. The Isha is boidik to see if she became anide, and she's marbe livdoik benoshim mishubachas. Ba'anoshim, if an Ish is marbe livdoik to see if it was raw carry, tikotzeitz. So his hand should be cut off. He's not doing a mitzvah, he's doing an aveira. Umeforish bigmore, mishum denoshim lav venois agoshenino. Because noshim, the bdike will not bring about on them ashchos azera. Because they're not, the bdike does not, they're not malgish, the bdike does not bring about on them ashchos azera. And by an ish, it will bring about Ashchos Zera, so therefore he's not permitted to be Baidik. So Tosfos mashme dihave b'nois hargoshe. So that means the Gemara explains why is an ish a mutter, because the bdika will not bring about an Ashchos Zera eitz alisha. So let it be Baidik. It's totally a lebroche. It's a frumkeit. So it seems that they would be b'nois hargoshe have also. Agav Urche, here we are speaking about the Zera of the Isha. That's what we're speaking about. The Chazanish says that this means the dam. Nitzechen su Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Tazriyeh. The Chazal tell us, Isha Mazras Trile is Yeledes Zocha. So the Ramban says, that what Chazal say, the Zera of the Isha, that is Dam. Because Chazal tell us that the Zohar gives the Leuven and the Isha gives the Oidem. So it seems there's a Dam in the Isha that is a chelik of the Yetziras Havlat. And that would be by her Ashchos Zera. No, she's permitted to do it because Slav B'nois HaGosha, nothing will happen. So we see claw from that Gemara that Noshim HaMetzuvin Ashchos HaZera. Umi U'matzino Leforish, the Lav B'nois Iser HaGoshenino. Maybe the Gemara means something else. Nothing more means that nothing will happen. The Gemara means to say, Lav B'nois HaGosh, they're not Metzuvah B'chlal in this Inyan. So there's no Raya from the Gemara. So then, it's not so poshut. We don't have a Raya. It could be the Taka. Not the way we're saying in Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam Oimer, the Livnei Tashmish Vadai Osa Liten Shomoich. Before Tashmish, the Tzicha not permitted to put a Moich, then Derech Tashmish Bekach. Dareyu kematol zera al ha'etzim ba'alo ha'avonim. So memele it's not derech tashmi, so he's matol zera ha'etzim ba'alo ha'avonim, kshematol ala moich. Avolim noisenis moich achar ha'tashmish. So memele, so the Ben Tam seems to say as follows. Our Gemara should be speaking about koidim tashmish chasme lahaskel. He's matal zera leitzim alavodim. It's not derech tashmish. After tashmish, Einira lesser. So then Rabbi Natam says, there's no reason why to aser. So Rabbi Natam had two stodim why to aser, and he's going to explain both stodim. That means one sad would be that if she'll be meisim a moich after tashmish, so it comes out that he was boil an ishe, that we know that the zera will become nishchas. Nothing will happen from the zera because she's going to be mashchis the zera later. So the Beit Hatam says that's no problem. Ain't nira lesser. The high gavri kiyulche mishamish. He's mishamish kiyulche. It is impossible that there should become a yetziras avlad since she's going to be mashchis the zera. Midi dahava ktana va'ailanis le'yitzru betashmish. Mishum delav v'nois boninin. We don't find any place that it should say that one is not permitted to be mishamish with a ktana or with an ailanis. Yeah. So there shouldn't be any isa mitzidoi. Bishas tashmish is mishamish kiyuche. Va'ish shenaisenes achakach moich. Oh, good. So he didn't do anything wrong. But she's mashchis the zera. Va'ish shenaisenes achakach moich. Who's a ashchos zera? By her, she's not mitzvah b'chalal shchos hazer. Kim de mifkeda peri beribia. So the main time holds that shchos hazer, the isar shchos hazer is totally in the mitzvah of peri beribia. And one who is not mitzvah in peri beribia is not mitzvah in shchos hazer. So memele, so now the main time helps a very modern problem. So our Gemara is very difficult to understand. So what is the Gemara speaking about? The Gemara is speaking about if there's a moich before Tashmish, chas melahaske. Not allowed to do that. No one's allowed to do it. A moich after Tashmish, so what's wrong with it? So what is pshat na Gemara? Sholosh noshim mishamshis b'moich. How's it speaking about? Mishamshis b'moich diktoni och haynu tzriches l'shamish b'moich. That means that there's not a machlokes in Issa v'heter, there's a machlokes in Chiyev and Ptur. Are you mechuyev to be chayish for this chash of sakone or not? That's the shaila. It's not a shaila in Issa v'heter. Are you mechuyev to make such a hishtam or such a zehiras? Maybe they might come out chash sakone. So that's how the Rabbi Natam learns pshat. So speaking about nischelik and Rashi, there's no mutores ba'asures. I'd just like to, for a few minutes, elaborate that it seems from Tosfos that Tosfos held for Dovah Poshet, I mean that Rashi zicher was not matir kaidem tashmish. That's for sure. Like he didn't. It means that Tosfos and Ksubis, the Ri said maybe Rashi is talking about Kaidem Tashmish, but Rabbi Natam did not hold of that. In Chedushi Rab Ruben, he wants to explain the Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi Natam as follows. But if we'll say that Rashi holds its mutter, the Ri says Klor and Ksubis that Rashi held its mutter. Kaidem Tashmish. I mean, it held its also. He explains as follows. The Emerson, there are two in Yonim of Hashchos HaZera. There's one Issa of Hashchos HaZera that Chazal are Medame to Niyuf. Mora says in Mesechtes Nide, that's going on a person who's Maitzi Zera Levatola. It falls into the gather of Niyuf. And then there's another Isser of Hashchos Zera. I mean, this Indian of Hashchos Zera is that what the Zohar is Maitzi Zera Levatola. That falls into the gather of Niyuf. We have another inyan of Hashchosa Zara that we have here, people in Rishonim, if an Isha is Mitzuve in Hashchosa Zara de Baal, she's not Mitzuve, since she's part of a Periveridia. So, by her, the Zichre, not an Isar of Niyuf, but when she's Mashchis Zaroi, is an inyan to be Mashchis Zara, her Roy Lisaber, is an Isar to be Mashchis Zara. So we have two Shemes of Isar, an Isar Niyuf, and an Isar of Hashchos Zera. So he says as follows. The Rabbeinu Tam held that if he's matal Zera and Eitzim Vavonim, the Zera is not, does not reach a Mokim Zriye, a Mokim Horoyu Lahazriye. So that's called Moitzi Zera Levatol. That's not called Derech Tashmish. And this falls into the category of Niyuf. And therefore the Rabbeinu Tam held, if the Iser is Niyuf, so there would never be a Heter by the Shalosh Noshim. So it's a Sakone, so it's a Sakone. But so that does not matter to do Niyuf. Even though there's a mitzvah of Oino, but the mitzvah of Oino would not be matter on Iser of Niyuf. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam held for a Dover Poshut that Al Kochach, we have to say that it's speaking about a Moich after Tashmish. And after Tashmish is no Iser whatsoever. So therefore the Machlokes is if Tzrich is L'Shamish or Ein Tzrich is L'Shamish. That is how the Rabbeinu Tam held. If we assume that Rashi held that it is speaking about also Koidim Tashmish, or the Ri says Klorin Ksubis. So the Ri held that this is also called Derech Tashmish. That means this is called, even though the Zera does not come onto a place where it's Royal Azriya, this is called Derech Tashmish. Now there's an Issa, so this is not called Niyuf. So this, but he's Mashchis Zaroi. That means this is just like there's an Isser of Baal Tashchis, is an Isser of Hashchose Zera also. And this Isser of Hashchose, he says just like by Baal Tashchis, if there's a Tzoyrech, it's not called Hashchose, it's not called destruction, you have to take everything into consideration. So therefore, the Ri and Rashi held L'Tzoyrach Mitzvahs Oino. So this is not called Hashchose. This is called, this is not, there's a purpose why he's doing it. So Memele, so therefore, B'Mokim Mitzvahs Oino, this will be Mutter. Now there's a problem about, Al-Tzakone. No, Al-Tzakone, the Kishayla. So therefore, when Mishamish B'Moich, that is the machloikis harishoinim. That means if we will assume that Rashi or the Ri and Ksuba says klo like that, that Rashi could be speaking about kaidem tashmish. So that is the machloikis between them. Rashi held we could be matter this iser l'tzoyrach mitzvahsayne, and Rabbeinu Tam held we would never be able to be matter this iser which falls into the category of niyuf, even though l'tzoyrach mitzvahsayne. Let us see the next Tosfos. Shemo tase ubro sandal. Perish pekunteris, dechshehi misaberes, vechoizeres umisaberes, doichei ko echod eschaveiroi upoiches suros. So memele, so that's why it's a sakona for the yuba. The whole thing is impossible. That means that you should have two b'nei kayoma, that is impossible. But that one should, that she should become misaberes, and the ibo could be poiches the tzur of the other one, that is possible. Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, not like Rashi. The sandal who ksha isha misaberes to umim. If the isha is muuberes to umim. imishameshes beloy moich, is nichnas ashichva zera ben shnei havlodois, v'doichik oisom bo oiso asa'echo tzandl. That means as follows, that if she's mu'uberes with one uber, so there's enough place in the rechem for the shichva zera and the uber also. So the shichva zera will not in any way harm the uber. But if she's misaberes tu'umim, so there's already a tight fit in the rechem from the tu'umim, so then the shichva zera could be mafchis the tzura of one of the uberim. And Tais, the Bein Tam brings a raya to this pshat, v'chein mashma b'mapelas, the be'ibor echot havi, that the sandal is not, we're afraid of a second ibor, the sandal would come out from one ibor. The kamrinen, the lama husker sandal, v'loi ein sandal shein imoy vlad. Now let's just explain what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara in Masechtas Nidah is saying as follows. It says in the Mishnah, it seems the sandal, it is not nika if the sandal is a zocha or a nikeve. So it says if Isha is mapala sandal, so she has to be, have the chumras of a nikeve. She has to be yoshev yimeituma of a nikeve. So the Gemara said, ain't sandal b'vloy vlad. There was another child. So forget about the sandal. She has to be mine the tumah because of the other child that's alive. So I did to say, oh, the sandal she has to be mine. That's the Gemara's kash. V'loy ain't sandal shein imay vlad. So memela she's mine yemay tumah als the sandal. Out of the vlad. Well, Mishani, so the Gemara answers as follows. Idis yalad nekeve bahade. That means, if with the sandal there was born a nekeve, achinami. So then you don't need the chumra of the sandal to be yoshival of mishum nekeve. Hoche b'mayeskin in dis yalad zocha bahade. That a zocha was born. Mahu de taima hoyo vama rabbi yitzok isha mazras tchile yelede zocho. Since rabbi yitzok said isha mazras tchile yelede zocho, umidahai zocho, hainami zocho. So I would say, since once the vlad was a zocho, so the sandal was also a zocho. So memeil, I would think one does not have to be machma to be minus shvuayim betume. Kamash Malon, Amish name is Rio Bebasachas. Maybe both were Mazria Bebasachas, and one was a Zacha, one was a Nikaiva. That's what the Gemara says. Ve'im sandal bishnei iburim. So Taisva says, if the sandal comes about from a second ibur, lo mahavle lemeime bidahai Zacha, hainami Zacha. What's the problem? Since I see that the Vlad is a Zacha, so. That's a haichoche, that the sandal's also zoche. What's the raya from one ibo to another ibo? V'lomel einami lamei mishnei mizriyu bebas achas. Why do you have to say the whole shtick teire? So, kochach, you see, that pshad is, there's one ibo of tu'umim, and the sakone is that the shichva zera could be mafches, the tzura of one of them. Now, let us go back to the Gemara. We'll see how this comes into Masechtas Yevamos. Midekomar Shemotis Aber v'Shemotomus. Now, Rameya said that she's permitted, or tzriche l'shamish b'moich, aktane, Shemotis Aber v'Shemotomus. Michlal, the ikit ktana, the mi'abro, v'loy meisa. It seems there's a ktana that becomes muberes and doesn't die. Now there's a chash, shemotomus. Im kein, motzinu chamoisim ime'enes. So the Gemara Samer de Kekash, it says in our Mishnah, it says that Kulam, Shemiyanu, Nimsailunis, Tzoresayim Utoris, but you cannot find Miyun by Chamoisoi, Eim Chamoisoi, Eim Chamo, you cannot find Islandis and Miyun by Chamoisoi. But according to Rameya, that Aktane could be Bisaber and Shibontai. So we have a tzir of chamoisim in ma'enes. That means she was nisaber alts ktana, ben yud aleph yud beis. We have a whole year's period, and she gave birth, she's still a ktana. And the father married off this ktana to a yavam. And then she got married she got married to his brother. Maybe the brother married off to the yavam. She's married to the mace. And the yavam married her daughter. And now there's a tzore. So this is a tzore's chamoisoi. And now she was miyano. She's a ktane. And she was me, and the Sarasim Uteres al Kaponim by Chamoise, we could also have, if a Ktane can be Misaber Vetele, so we have a Chetimtze that Chamoise Memenes. Usnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Iyata Yocholoyma by Chamoise, Ve'im Chamoise, Ve'im Chomov, Shenim Tzu Ailanis, Oishem Miyanu. So it's a Kashe. So the Gemara answers, so we have to make a grais in Rameya. Eimo shemot is aber vitomus. No, that not shemotomus, if she'll be tisaber, zicha bitomus. That means it's not shayach for a ktana to be misaber and to live. The omar rabbe balivoi, gvul yeshlo. Koy de mazman azeh, before 11, eina misaber is kolike. Teich hazman hazeh hi meise v'ubra meis, abolta. Lach hazman hazeh hi chaye v'ubra cha. Frek de gemore eini, v'otoni rabbe bar shmu, iato yocho loymer b'chamoisoi v'eim chamoisoi v'eim chomot, shenimtso eilenis oy shemiyanu. You cannot have this chamoisoi shemiyanu shekvar yodu. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, midekoma shema tomus v'lekoma vitomus do'oz havimash mishintis abo tomus vada itse shema tomus motzino chamoisoi memeenes kegoy שיולדו בקטנוס בסייך זמן האומו למיילו בשנש יוד בייס, between יוד אלף and יוד בייס, שנסעברו ולוי מייסו, וקידש אודם אס ביטו, ונמצו זויס חמויסוי קטנה, so this is his חמויסוי, and she's a קטנה, ויהיה למיין עד יוד בישון, till she'll become 12 years old, she could be ממיין. קוידם הזמן הזה אמר למיילה, קוידם יוד אלף, אך הזמן הזה אך יוד בייס. So the Gemara said, not שמה תומוס, ודאי תומוס. So the Gemara says, no. ותוני רבה בר שמול, יאתו יוחלוימה בחמויסים והם חומב שנמצא איילנס, שמינו שכבר יולד. So what's the kashi? שכבר יולד. מדתולי תיימה בבלד. Since רבה בר שמול says that we cannot have a חמויסוי, that's ממאי, because she had a child already. מכלל דקטנוי. So it seems she's a ktana. The ilav ktana hi lisni shekvar godlu. So it seems Rabbi Bar Shmuel is saying that they cannot be memayin because they had a child. So, weißt euch, that a ktane, she's still a ktane, and she can't be mamayim because she had a child. So, Bemison is azoy. So, according to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, the Mishnah is not shver anymore. Because a ktana taki can have a child, but after she has a child, she can't be mamayim anymore. So the Mishnah said very well that he can't have a chamayshi shemiyana, because the minute she has a child, she can't be mamayim. But el alaylam shematis abba v'shema tomas. From Rabbi Bar Shmuel, we see that be'emison aktane could have a child. So shematis abba v'shema tomas. The el akash yehach. So what is shver? So Bachsma the Ritva says shver is, but what's the longest of Rabbi Bar Shmuel? What if she's aktano? So why can't she be mamayim? Omar Rav Safre bonim areihim kesimonim, bista amri bonim adifim misimonim, lamaynavke mino, tafel Rav Yudah domat sheyar bahashocher bebonim moide. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, areihim kesimonim. They're equivalent to simonim. Hilkoch, ein lecho yoyledes mima'enes, afilo hiktana. That means, just like we know that when she's a gedoyla, when she brings simonim, she can't be mamayim. So, godless is a sibe of imiyun. So, bonim is also a sibe of imiyun, even though she's a ktana. That means there were certain zmanim When one that was kedusha katnis, she can't be memayin. So we know when she becomes a gedola, she can't be memayin on the kedusha katnis. Here we're saying that bonim is the same aloche. Bonim is also a sibe, even though she's still a ktane, she also can't be memayin. The istamri bonim adifi misimono. What does Adifi Misimoni mean? That a fool of Rabbi Yehuda holds that Simoni godless, she could also be Mamayim. They didn't take away the Koyach of Miyun from Gdoila. Gdoila could also be Mamayim. Ad she Yarba HaShocher, she has a Zman to be Mamayim till it be Yarba HaShocher. That she'll mature more than the Simonim of Shtei Saris. So here it's a difimi simonim. That means I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda that simoni godless is not a sibe to prevent her from making miyun. Abu Leida is a sibe. I feel Rabbi Yehuda d'ama meseches nida ach mishivi shtei saris memenis at sheyarbe shocher sheyisham saris harbe. But over so memele with simonim she could be memayin. But bonim are adifim misimonim as soon as she has a vlad, even though she's a ktane, she cannot be memayim.